Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Motten. Batting 7th. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. And now, play ball. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Alomar fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Buford scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney strikes out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Blair reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive towards right. Voss catches it and throws to Aparicio to double up Blair. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Voss. The throw from Etchy Barron, and Buford drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenworthy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Motten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Motten hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Etchy Barron takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Echeverrin and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0 for 1 in the game. Phoebus hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Motton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bradford strikes out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenworthy strikes out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields the ball and throws to Phoebus covering. Safe. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus is 0 for 2 in the game. Phoebus strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Kenworthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Motton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kenworthy. Powell moves to second. Kurt Motton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Motton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Robinson now playing left field. Fred Valentine now playing right field. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Dick Kenworthy. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Jerry McNerney. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.